And welcome back to another episode of the Untucked Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Valentin, and today we're actually going to be talking about my thoughts and first impressions on the Peloton. We just took delivery of ours earlier today and just had my first ride a couple hours ago, and I just wanted to share my thoughts with it, both from a product standpoint and also from a market fit standpoint. So stay tuned for those. So today we took delivery of a Peloton. I ordered it for Nat for Christmas, but it was supposed to be for Christmas at least. Didn't actually arrive until today. Today's February 1st. It was actually scheduled for, I think originally January 7th. That delivery date got pushed back and ended up getting here today. So I'm not much of a Group X person. I'm more of a go to the gym, lift weights, do a little bit of not very intense cardio, but Nat was very big into group fitness and even taught group fitness for a long time. So to her, I think it's extremely exciting. And even for me, there are a lot of things that I found a little bit surprising after doing my first ride that I otherwise just didn't expect, or maybe just took for granted when it came to the Peloton. So I just wanted to talk through that a little bit and just provide a little bit of my first impression on it. So one, I think that what they're doing from a business standpoint is brilliant. I mean, you're not only selling the hardware, right? So somebody's going to pay $2,000 for basically a spin bike with a TV and internet, and then on top of that you also have to buy the subscription to the classes. So roughly you're talking $2,000 up front for the initial hardware plus $30 per month. So you're at, what is that, $2,360 the first year plus that residual $360 on the back end annually. And then since you're charging in a subscription basis, $30 a month from a monthly recurring revenue standpoint, like as far as your valuation goes, you're getting the money up front for the bike, but then you're also getting that monthly recurring, which drives up your valuation considerably. So that's just brilliant, right? I love the business model from a product standpoint. I'm very impressed by it. Now, all that being said, okay, you can have a great business model, but your product could suck. But from what I've seen, one, the build quality of the Peloton looks phenomenal. I mean, I don't really have anything to compare it to, but I think that it's one of those things when if you pick up a MacBook, like it just feels better, right, than some of these other laptops or even desktops. And you kind of get that sense with the Peloton. It just looks very sleek, but it also looks very strong and sturdy. I mean, I'm a pretty big guy and I was on it. I didn't have any issues with it rattling or bouncing around, which I definitely thought might happen. So from a quality standpoint, they definitely took a lot of time in just going through the product design to make sure that it does look like a high-end quality physical product. So the physical product is really just half of it, right? The other half is the actual interactivity in the group fitness classes. The only one that I'm really familiar with, and I know there are others, is the spin class. So I just did one spin class. It was like a 20 minute beginner or intro ride. And one thing that I definitely appreciated about it was the production quality of the stream, or I guess it's a recorded class at this point. Very well done, very easy to hear, easy to follow. The instructor was great. So all of those things put together from my first impression, I mean, it was very, very well done, to the point where the cost seems negligible, right? I didn't even think about how much it cost once it was here and I was on it. Now, I'm no pro. I've got a long way to go. I don't really know what I'm doing when it comes to spinning. I still got to figure out my form and all this and that. But I do think that they are serving a population, they being Peloton, are serving a population of people that potentially loved group fitness classes, right? Or loved the community aspect of group fitness, but obviously with COVID and everything, couldn't do that. And they were searching for a way to reconnect with that community and to work out. And here you have the solution which packages those two things together. I think that Peloton and some of these other apps like Mirror, and I think the other one's called Tonal, where it's like digital resistance training, I think it is. I do think that these products are going to make a dent in the fitness industry. So I could see, let's go back to the pricing standpoint. So, okay, you're at $2,360 for the first year. If you think about a normal family membership at, you know, whether it's an LA Fitness or a YMCA or any of these facilities that would have group fitness classes, you're probably talking, you know, $100 a month, $120 a month. So right there, first year, you're at least $1,200 for your membership. So granted, it would take a little bit of time for you to pay off that initial investment and then actually start saving. But on that monthly recurring, you're paying $30 a month instead of paying $100 a month. That feels pretty good. You also can use it whenever you want. So there's a considerable amount of classes. I want to say that my wife is telling me that there are even like some open rides where you're just basically riding through some type of scene, which sounds super cool. That sounds like something I would like a lot better than trying to keep up with these super fit instructors. But you have top-notch talent, right? Top-notch production quality, and it's on demand. So all of those things are advantageous. Plus, there's no embarrassment factor, right? Let's say you haven't been training, you're not feeling that great, you're not that great at spin class, you're not that great at HIIT workouts, you're not that great at yoga, Pilates, and then you're supposed to go into a group setting and take a class and struggle through that class with all these people around you. I definitely think that definitely would give someone a little bit of apprehension when it came to potentially training in group settings. So there's that market too, that potentially wanted to get out there and do something, wanted to get into group training, but was maybe a little bit embarrassed, maybe had a little bit too much shame about their physical activity level, or maybe their confidence just wasn't that high. Well, now you can do this in your bedroom. I mean, I'm sure I looked pretty dumb trying to figure out how to pedal and, you know, get comfortable and adjust the seat and figure out how to get my feet off of the clips. But nobody was there, so it was just me. And I think that for people that are maybe a little bit more self-conscious or just a little bit less outgoing, I think that this product is definitely not a flash in the pan. And I know it's been around for a little bit. I was pretty skeptical at first when I first heard about it back, what, maybe last year or so. But after seeing it, after using it, I definitely think that it is a great product serving a very hot market. And my wife was telling me that she was so excited about the Peloton. I think she actually said that this bike might save her life. Now, obviously she's exaggerating, but the level of excitement For her, someone who's been in the fitness industry for a really long time and is really trying to establish a fitness routine that works for her now with three kids and a full-time job as an RN, and to see how excited she is about this, I mean, that's really inspiring. And it also goes to show how you can rediscover, right? Let's say your fitness or health journey. Even people that came from that industry or that were lifelong athletes or competitive lifters, etc. You might get away from that and it might be a little bit intimidating to get back to it. So I think it's really cool to, one, see how excited she is about it, but also just to really experience a product that is so well built and designed. It really, really feels like experiential, and very few products are like that. So well done, Peloton. I would highly recommend it to anybody out there who's maybe on the fence. You should definitely do it. Or you could come to my house and try out my bike. I don't know if my wife would like that. Maybe she would. But anyways, before we wrap up the podcast, just a note on Peloton. Right now they have 3.6 million members. Their 12-month retention is 92%, which is insanely high. Average for the fitness industry is probably somewhere around 50 to 60%, with that drastically dropping this past year with COVID. Their revenue for Q1 2021 was $760 million, which is a huge number. And I think one thing that really is pretty evident by the 92% retention is that people are not only buying in to obviously the physical hardware, right? So you have to purchase the bike, but then the service, that people are actually sticking with it and they're not just quitting. So I think that that is a very positive market indicator, but also a reinforcing statistic for someone who might be on the fence. If you think 100 random people, sign up for Peloton, 92 of them are still there at the end of 12 months. I know that I've started and stopped plenty of things in much shorter period of time than 12 months. And if I'm being charged for it, specifically that monthly recurring service for the classes, I would absolutely cancel it, especially now with like apps that will actually go through your monthly services and say, hey, do you still watch Netflix? Hey, do you still use Peloton? Hey, do you want me to change or lower your electric bill, right? Now there's all this attention on these monthly recurring services because people are more and more used to purchasing them, but also a lot more fluid with, oh, I like Netflix. No, I'm going to cancel Netflix. I'm going to go with Disney Plus, now Hulu, and I'm going to stop both of those and go with something else. So I think a 92% retention on a monthly recurring fitness service is incredibly high. And I think that speaks to the value of the product and also just the ability for people to adapt to a new way of doing something if that way of doing something is serving them and they're finding tremendous value in it, which obviously they are. So great job, Peloton. And that wraps up another episode of the Untucked Podcast. If you like this episode, consider subscribing, leaving a review, leaving a comment. All those things help more people find us. And until next time, keep caring a lot more about a lot less. See ya.